Yo, welcome to the cave, where the pages ignite. Join the crew, we're diving deep into the night. It's Jessica, Jennifer, Catherine, Anastasia. In the book cave, we your literature fantasia. Turn up the volume, let's talk, yeah. Stories and fantasies that'll sweep you away. From the spicy romances to the darker sides. Every chapter unfolding, no reason to hide. In the book cave, we're sipping some tea. Plot twists and tropes, come and vibe with me. Cover to cover, we're breaking it down. With laughter and insights, we wear the crown. In the book cave, we read between the lines. Yeah, novels where the narrative shines. Spicy tales that make you blush. Join us for the magic in this literary rush. In the book cave, we read between the lines. Yeah, novels where the narrative shines. Spicy.
Hello, and welcome back to the book cave. For anyone who just happened across this podcast or might be unfamiliar with us, we run the Book Cave blog on WordPress, where we review books and posts about authors, events, and conventions. I'm Catherine. I live in Rochester, New York.
I'm Jennifer. I live in Orange County, California.
I'm Anastasia. I live in Connecticut.
I'm Jessica, and I'm in St. Louis, Missouri.
In the first half of this podcast, we will talk about books we've read recently and books or events we are excited about. This first half and all the reviews are on our blog are spoiler free. The second half, we're going to deep dive into the first two books of the To the Villain series. That part will be full of spoilers. So if you haven't read them yet, we will let you know when to stop listening. There is a spoiler free review of these books on our blog. So we hope you check it out, and we hope you enjoyed our new theme song.
The Book Cave!
Courtesy of Jess's husband, Dan, who helped put that together for us, which was amazing.
Last night I said, how are you going to do it? Are you going to just do like some of it at the beginning and the rest of it at the end? And he's like, I'm the producer. Don't tell me how to produce this podcast. And
I'm like, sorry. He is our producer. Yes.
Sorry. I am so sorry. I just wanted to know so we could be prepared. So the full thing will be at the end for y'all.
I just wanted to get our name cards.
I liked when it was like, with Catherine, Jennifer, Jessica.
That was just a taste. There's more to come at the end of the episode.
It was also written by Dan too. So
yes. So we like to start our episodes with a question that we'll ask each other. So my question for you ladies is, if you were kidnapped, what book character would you want to rescue you? I personally am going to choose Zayden from Fourth Wing, because it'd be done in seconds. The shadows would come out, it'd be done, and he could just, you know, put me on his dragon and bring me home. I think it'd be wonderful. I'd have stories for a lifetime, and it's the closest I'd get to Zayden without feeling like I've gotten in between him and Violet. So
I was gonna say, we chose a hot guy now that you said that.
But looking on top of it, it's like a win in every category for me. What about you, Jennifer?
Well, now I'm like, I should have chose Zayden and I wouldn't care about Violet. But maybe because I was just listening to the dramatized version of Crescent City, SJM was on my mind. So I was thinking Aelin would be a great person to come save me. And she's pretty cool. And she kicks some ass, so...
For sure.
Now I'm like, Zayden would be nice. Oh, man. Well, there's a couple book guys. I'm like, you could come rescue me. Anyways, what about you, Anastasia?
I have, like, I thought of Zayden. I thought of Aelin. I was thinking, like, practically, okay, who could get me out alive?
Right? That's important.
I landed on, wavering between two characters a little bit, both because they have kind of the same ability of like teleporting essentially. So though I think it'd be more fun to be rescued by Rhysand, but I was also thinking Nico D'Angelo as well, because both of them can essentially teleport. So just grab you, teleport, and get out. Nice. I'm like, survival rate. There'd be a lot more murder with Zayden and Aelin. The other would be efficient in and out. Done. How about you, Jess?
So, I found that question online, and a lot of people were saying Zayden, but then, or similar male characters, but then somebody pointed out, they're like, if you're not their love interest, they're going to be not so motivated as they are when they're trying to save Violet or Pharaoh, whoever. So I was like, that's a good point. And for a moment, my first reaction was, ooh, well, I want like Sigale or Cairn to save me. I mean, because who can mess with a dragon? Yeah. Like, but then I was like, well, if I was like underground and like locked in a dungeon or something, the dragons can't really get to you. So I had to back off my dragon theory. And I was on the same page as Jennifer. I was thinking Selena. Not Aelin. I want Selena.
Nice. I appreciate the Sarah J. Maas representation in our group.
Well, Anastasia varied a little bit, but we were very fourth wing throne of glass or Sarah Maas universe.
I'm just super excited for the Throne of Glass dramatized version from Graphic Audio coming out soon. So maybe that's why it was on my mind too.
My gosh, it's going to be so many parts. Those books are so big.
I know. I can't wait. So.
You'll have a lot to enjoy.
Yeah.
So I missed the last episode. I was terribly sad to not be part of it. I loved listening to it. But I can currently say, since my last episode, I have read 10 books. That makes me feel like if you're looking at how many books I've read since the last episode of Book Cave, it has been 5. have been this summer. I enjoyed the new Allie Hazelwood book, Problematic Summer Romance, and I read the book that was like a companion book, Not in Love, to prepare for it. I also read The Gilded Duology by Marissa Meyer. That one, I really love it. And like I gave it 5 stars. It's been part of my journey to try to read all the Marissa Meyer books after falling in love with The Lunar Chronicles last year. I really loved these books. I loved the characters. I loved the lore and the magic and, of course, the romance. It was very dark, though. So I feel like this would be a good, like, spooky Halloween read if you're a reader who feels like you like to read books that go along with the kind of, like, the themes of what's going on that time of year. I would definitely recommend that duology, you know, in the fall, October time. I also read The Thursday Murder Club by Richard Osman.
You're reading all my books.
I didn't join it. When you guys, I take notes in our like, I loved this. I'm like, ooh, noted. Libby. So, you know, I'm listening, girls. When you talk, I listen.
Read or listen to the audiobook?
For which one?
Thursday Murder Club.
Thursday Murder Club, I only got it on audio. I didn't get the written one. So it was a different experience. I liked it, not as much as I thought I would, but I wonder if it's because I listened to it versus reading it. But I'm also excited for the Netflix movie coming out soon. Did it already come out, or it's supposed to be sometime in August?
It's really soon, like a couple more, another week or something. Okay. I liked the reader audiobook person for that book. They did the first two, and then the third one I think is a different person, and I almost lost it. I was like, that is not how they talk. You can't. You're doing it right. I was very upset. I was very upset.
Yeah, and it's the first like strictly mystery book I've listened to in a hot minute. So it was also like changing my brain up a little bit. And I liked how it was broken up, how some of it is kind of very like from a diary or written letters and some of it. So it was a nice way to kind of like keep your brain trying to focus on like, okay, what pieces do I know and what's just one person's perspective versus the other. So I still highly recommend, and I am very much looking forward to the movie coming out very soon. What else have I read? I did what you guys talked about last time. I read both A Fate Inked in Blood to get ready for A Curse Carved in Bone. And I read The Shield of Sparrow, which I know Jennifer also read. Jennifer, I don't know what you're talking about. I loved it. It was so funny. So good. The last 100 pages were
full. The last 100 pages are very good.
I am dying for book two. I loved it. I had a great time from beginning to end. The whole time I was like, I wonder when I'll hit the part that Jennifer didn't like, or when's the thing that...
The whole beginning is kind of like the way it's written. I don't know. Like, it had all the right stuff. I just, the way it was written was not like speaking to me, but it was still really good. But it was like 3 stars. It wasn't like, I love everything too. So, but I did love the end.
3 stars would be like zero for me. Negative.
No, but I'm still going to read the next book because, like she said, the last 100 pages just like boom, 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 boom.
Yes. Everything
was amazing.
I was like, oh my gosh.
The writing gives me
and listened. So I was, oh my gosh, I loved the setting of it. I loved the monsters. I loved like the treehouse like kingdom that a good chunk of the book was in. Oh my gosh, I loved it. It was, I like respect you 100%. Disagree with you 1,000%.
I respect you, but you're wrong.
Yeah, I can't wait for the next one. I also gave it 5 stars. and then the other book I read was one of our book swap books, which I'm sure we'll talk about at a later date. So
one day, that's Jennifer gets through hers.
What about you, Jennifer? What have you been reading?
So at first I thought I only read 4 books this month, but then I remembered that I did both the Assistant to the Villain books. So that's 6. I'm very excited.
You still beat me.
Because four was like, oh my God, that's like pretty like far down low for me. I also did listen to the first 3 books of the From Blood and Ash series on Graphic Audio. I will probably reread those again too right before the next book comes out. I don't know.
It's soon. It's like in September.
Yeah. September 20th, I think. So, but yeah, I couldn't help myself. I saw them on Audible and I'm like, why have I not listened to these yet? So, and it gave me something to do while I was unpacking my client when I was in Nevada. And then I was like, oh shoot, I need to also read Assistant to the Villain. So, sucked it up in, bought an Audible of it. But yeah, let's see. I also read, The Ashes of Thesmar series by Helen Schuler. I've talked about this before. I read the first book in that series in anticipation of the second book, which I did also already finish, but I'm only counting these as my July books. I'm not counting what I finished this first half of August. And then 5 stars, obviously. Everything I read is 5 stars, except apparently Children's Sparrow.
It's so funny to me. I don't understand. I really don't.
It was good. It just wasn't like, I love everything. So it's kind of funny. I don't know. Something gave me the ick about that writing, but that's okay. Like I said, it was still good enough to, I'm going to read the next book. And then I also reread the House of Devils series by Kayla Edwards. I read the first 2 books and the third one, Brimstone and Ash, came out this past month. So I also talked about those. I won't bore you guys with my bad reviews, but I gave it 5 stars as well. And yeah, that's about it. I hope August looks better for me because I won't be working because I worked too much the last month. So taking some time off. What about you, Anastasia? What'd you read?
I read 5.5 books, or technically like a third. So I first read, I'm actually rereading The Shadow and the Ember. I finished.
Yay!
I said I was gonna read that last time and I did read it. And now I'm reading A Light in the Ember because I'm trying to prepare for the upcoming book. So that is a series that I loved the first one so much, but for whatever reason, I kept falling behind on the books coming out. So I'm like, okay, it's like all of them are out now. I'm going to read through the whole series. So that's my like mission for the next like 2 months.
That series is really good too.
Anastasia, I was the same. Like, I remember when Jennifer got me started, I was like, book one, book two. And then when I was about to do book three, and then it was like, oh, I got to do our book swap book or our book for the month. And it, then other things fed in it. And it just, it wasn't like I wasn't enjoying the series. It was like other books came in between. And now I feel like at this point, I need to go back and reread to get back into like, so I can totally relate to that.
Yeah, so that book is 5 stars. I love most things that Jennifer Armentrout has written, so like not even shocked by that. I finished Jess's book swap book. So many book club books got in the way of it for a really long time, but I finally got a chance to finish it. So that has been sent on to Jennifer. We'll see if it makes its way back to Jess eventually.
First, I gotta send Catherine's book, and then my book, and then I'll send Jess back her book.
At this point, just bring them to Boston.
Mine's gonna be all the way done. I'm getting it some point this week. We're all done.
Anastasia is getting her completed book from all of us.
Yay.
It could be arriving tomorrow.
I'm excited for you.
So that'll be fun. Looking forward to that. I read 2 volumes of this manga series because occasionally I slip in some like graphic novel-y things. So the title is really stupid sounding, but it's really good. It's called My Love Starting Story with Yamada-kun at level 999. It's a fluffy, cute YA romance between a pro and an amateur gamer.
Aww.
4.5 stars for each of the volumes. I watched the show version and then found out, it's based off a book series. I'm going to read those. So, very fluffy. I have like 3 more volumes that I'm going to read, and it's going to be great. It's a kind of a brain break between the heavier fantasies, which is really nice. And lastly, I read Phantasma by Kaylee Smith.
Ah, yes!
I did. After probably, I don't know how many like months of saying I'm going to do that, I finally got a chance to do it, and I had a fun time. That was such a weird book, but I had so much fun with it.
It's crazy though. Like, if you have to talk about it, you can't not sound insane.
A few parts I got to the blood scene that Catherine mentioned when she read it. I laughed so hard. It's a little gory, but it's so much fun though. I think I gave it like 4 stars or 4.5 stars. I just had a good time. I was there for the ride, the vibes of this murder mansion with devils and necromancers and whatnot. Fantastic. I would recommend that one. That was so much fun.
Can you read the next one, Anastasia?
It's on my list, though it is apparently, it's not like a continuation so much as it's the sister's story.
Yes.
So
it's similar vibes. That's what I'll say without spoilers.
So it's on my to-read list. I'm not sure if it's going to be like immediate, but you know, it's on there. I'll get to
it
that one eventually.
It's a Halloween-y read too as we get more into fall. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I also have a book club that I run at my library. And that was my a third book. I had chosen The Hurricane Wars by Thea Guanzon. I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce her last name. But I got about maybe a third or fourth of the way through the book before I stopped.
Oh no, that's supposed to be really good. Everyone was talking about it when that first came out.
Every time I picked this book up and read something, it was like it would not stick in my brain. I would read a paragraph and it was just gone. I could not tell you anything that happened in the like 100-something pages I read. I don't know what the characters' names were. I don't know what the plot was. All of it, I put it down and it was completely forgotten.
Oh my gosh.
I was actively reading it and could not tell you what was happening because I kept zoning out. And I was like, this isn't working. I found out from my book club members, they had a tough time at first too. They did finish it. I was the only one that didn't. But they were all like audiobook readers and they sped it up and got through the first part, and I guess after you got through, like, the first, like, half, essentially, it started to get a little better, but not, like, good, but just better.
It's a real endorsement for this book.
Yeah, from what I remember, the only bits and pieces I know, like, of information I know about is because they told me what happened. I still don't know what the main character's name is. But, so the title thing is called, it's called The Hurricane Wars, right? It essentially, the Hurricane Wars ends, like, part, like, in the beginning of the book. The thing it's titled after is gone within, like, like half the book. Actually, I might have even read it. And I don't remember it happening. So my do not finish books are the only ones I rate one star. So I can't tell you if you should read that or not because I don't remember it. So how about you, Jess? Well, how's your book going?
I think I read like 5 total. I finished your swap book.
Yay.
And so Catherine finished it pretty fast. By the time I finished it, mailed it to her, and then she finished it, mailed it to you. We got that done pretty quick. I read Heir of Storms by Lauren Hamilton Murray. It's a YA fantasy. In this world, people are typically born with an elemental gift that, like, runs in the family. Like, whole families have the same power. And the main character's name is Blaze. She was supposed to be born with firepower like the rest of her family, but instead she was born with the gift to call storms. All the people who could call storms, like that line, left and like died out mysteriously. We don't know all the details. And so she has nobody to teach her about her powers or how to use them, so she just basically doesn't. But in this world, so like it's divided up and people with different gifts live in different areas with the ruling families. And before the ruler gets too old, they have a competition to replace them. And she gets, it like comes down from the gods or whatever. They choose who's going to be the next, who's going to compete to be the next ruler. And she gets chosen, which is all very strange because like her people aren't, she, you know, she can't rule the fire people. So she'd have to rule the water people because it's the next closest thing. It was a little strange, but it was really good. I enjoyed it. It's a little bit on the younger side, I think, for YA. Like, it's trying to be this big epic fantasy, but we kind of kept it simpler, and it was a little more on the younger side. But the writing was really good and really smooth. I flew through that book, so I gave it 4 stars, which is, you know, good for me.
Pretty high for you.
Yeah. I think she could do a lot with it. I'm interested to see what the next book does. Like I said, it was just, she did an epic fantasy, but she kept it simple. So it wasn't quite epic. I don't know. Anyway, I also read We Could Be Magic by Marissa Meyer. It is a graphic novel, and oh my God, it was so much fun. So the main character, like her parents are splitting up when she's a child, and to kind of like apologize for that, her dad takes her to this theme park. And it's, you know, how, like, Disney is all the Disney characters. Well, this one is based off of, like, a fictional, almost like an anime, maybe? And there's a bunch of princesses, but, you know, they're not the princesses we know from Disney. But it's a different world. I think they're movies that all these characters are based off of. Anyway, so she sees this princess, and she's just like, oh, my God, I want to do that someday. And it's her life dream to grow up and work at the theme park and be one of the princesses. So as soon as she's old enough, that's what she does. There is a reason she can't really fill that role. And so then she has to work around that. But it was so much fun. And mostly, maybe more so for me, because I worked at a theme park when I was in high school. And it brought back all the fun memories. And it was just a lot of fun. Made me kind of want to write a story with characters that work in a theme park.
That's cool. Do it.
I gave it 5 stars, obviously, because it's Marissa Meyer, and she's amazing.
She is amazing.
I also read A Forgery of Fate by Elizabeth, I think it's Lim.
It's a YA fantasy. It's a standalone. It's very heavy on the Chinese folklore, but this is what I text you guys about. It was totally ACOTAR Under the Sea. They were two sisters. One was lovable, one not so much. There was painting, curses, masked, shape-shifting men. The main character is taking care of her mother and her two sisters. She forges art and has a dealer who sells it for her to make money for them. Sometimes the main character can like channel visions into her paintings. So that makes her a valuable pawn for a political battle under the sea to overthrow the Dragon King. I gave it 2 stars.
Oh no.
Some of the stuff just came off really cheesy. I mean, a turtle that can talk is one thing, but a turtle that can like talk and be your handmaiden is another thing. How are they cleaning the floor and bringing you a tray of breakfast and helping you get dressed? I don't understand.
Magic.
Have you seen Crush from Tiny Nemo? He's got moves with his hands.
Cinderella has birds.
But not fingers.
Cinderella has birds.
Yeah?
Yeah, birds and mice and stuff. Why not turtles?
Because turtles don't have fingers.
Magic.
I don't know. My tortoise has claws. I mean, if she really wanted to, she could
braid your hair. She could
probably go like this.
And you'd end up with a bird's nest, is what you'd end up with. And then the ending. Ugh, the ending. I just couldn't with the ending. I probably could have given it 3 stars with the talking turtles, but then you gave me a bleh ending. So no. Book club. Oh my gosh, Anastasia. The drama in book club over this book was next level. Usually when I do book club, I find an author interview that hopefully is like 20 minutes long. It's hard sometimes. And I play that in the first bit of the first half of the book club, and then we talk about the book in the second half. We read 3 Holidays and a Wedding, and I played the video, and we couldn't. They one person in particular exploded before we got through the video. We got 5 minutes into the video, and she goes, "I don't even want to watch this. I don't want to watch this. I hated this book. Why do we have to talk about it? There's nothing to talk about." No. Like, she lost it. Oh, all the way to the point with like, the library doesn't care about us. They don't want us to read good books.
What is happening? Whoa, right, that now? Escalated.
Huh. Did you choose that book, Jess?
We pick all the books, but we have like, the library has book kits.
Yeah.
And we go down the list. This group has been together forever, like since 1998 or something. And they've read everything. So I stick with the newest kits. That doesn't mean they didn't read it on their own. And it doesn't mean they didn't read it in another book club, but they didn't read it in this book club because the library just got this kit. But yeah, it's just a silly rom-com. They get snowed in they're flying to Toronto or something, and they get, the plane gets diverted and they have to land at this tiny little town. It's a Hallmark Christmas movie in a book. They get snowed in this tiny little town. The weather's horrible. Nobody can get in and out, but yet all the shops are open and they're like walking to and from these shops and all these cute little shops in this tiny town, and everybody's super friendly and like giving them things. Like, how do you make any money in this little town if you give away all your products? But anyway. And then, of course, they need help with the Christmas pageant. So they talk all the people who got stranded on the plane, or at least the main character people, into being part of this Christmas pageant. And it was fine. It was cute. They had issues, but if you're not looking too deeply at it. The main point of this book, though, was they were doing like the rom-com Christmas movie with diversity. And it was in that year that the book was written, Ramadan and Christmas, and then one of the sisters was getting married, and it was all like falling on the same week, and Hanukkah too, and that was all falling on the same week, and so there was all these holidays being represented in this story. But that wasn't enough for this woman. She just, it was stupid. It was fluff. There was no point. There was nothing to discuss. A couple of the other ladies like didn't hate it, but yeah. Ooh, it caused some drama.
Wow. I was not expecting that. Your review. Okay.
It was intense.
Anastasia, did you talk about your book? Did we hit your book club?
Books as
well? Okay.
That was my Hurricane Wars book.
That was the Hurricane one. Okay.
But we never know because you have like so many book clubs.
That's what I was about to say. What happened to like the other three book clubs you host?
Well, what the younger kid ones were mostly paused for the summer.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I was going to say, what happened to the Twilight kids?
That one is on the edge. Those kids keep not reading the book. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to read it.
You're not.
Yeah, so that one needs kind of a revival a little bit. I'm gonna see if I can bring it back to life in the fall. I think most of my, I'm not sure what to do with the younger kid ones, and even the teenage ones, when in the summertime, it's hard to get them to keep going because they go on vacations and they don't want to. They want to just read whatever they want to read, you know.
Yeah.
So, I think next year I'll probably just full on stop some of the book clubs for the summer. But yeah, so I'm mostly just focused on the adult ones because I was like, no one's showing up to this one. We'll try again in the fall. We'll pick it back up then. So probably next time I'll have more to say.
Okay. And for those where everyone's back in school. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So until then, it's just my adult one where I got two new members. I was just one girl for a while, but now I've got two extra. Yay. So we're up to three people.
Yay.
I was pumped.
Well, I am right now currently working on Three Shattered Souls by Mai Corland. It's the third and final book in the Five Broken Blades series. So I'm excited to find out how it ends. I am looking forward to, I got these books, but I'm like holding out to read them for more of a fall vibe, is Nightshade by Autumn Woods and Rose and Chains by Julie Soto.
Ooh, that's must be good.
I'm really excited for them and they're really pretty.
I mean, I have that second one on my list. I would like
show them, but our listeners can't see it. But
the Rose and Chains one looks very, very pretty.
They're really pretty. I'm also really excited for Stephanie Perkins. She wrote the Anna and the French Kiss book.
I loved that book.
That came out years and years ago. And then she kind of dipped into like different genres. And now she's coming back to kind of that young adult romance with a book called, or actually it's her first adult book. So not young adult, but it's called Overdue. And that's coming out in early October. I'm really looking forward to that. And then of course, What Fury Brings by Trisha Lavenseller. I always worry I'm saying her last name wrong. But very excited for that.
Oh my gosh, one of my favorite book talkers said that book is so bad.
No!
And I was like, I didn't have time at the time, I didn't have a chance to go look at her other history to see what she's rated her previous books. But actually, this reminds me, I want to go back and see, because I was like, no,
I'm so excited for it.
I know. And anyways, everyone has different opinions about different books. So who knows? But
I
trust her most of the time. We do have differing opinions sometimes. So we'll see. But also, you're the only one who's continued that like five. What did you call it? The three.
Five Broken Blades. Yeah, it was like Five Broken Blades, then Four Ruined Realms. And now it's Three Shattered Souls.
Was that worth continuing?
No, it says on the back it's the final book of, so she's just making it a trilogy.
No, but did we miss out not continuing that series?
I think I was the only one when we did the first one. It was like, I can't wait to read the next one. You were all like, nah, we're done. I just made it a solo journey.
I read the second one. It just took forever. My library ordered it, but it took forever for them to get it. Not for me to get it from through the line, like just for them to get the book.
Got it.
It took forever. Okay. I don't know what the problem was, but I just got it a couple weeks ago, but I read it this past weekend, but that wasn't part of this, you know, it was a different month.
Okay. Yeah. So we will chat more next episode about that. And I will hopefully have finished Three Scattered Souls by then as well.
I almost jumped straight into it because there's no waiting for that on Libby. But I didn't yet because I had to have to finish my other book club book, which is not going well either. So.
Oh, no. Well, Jennifer, what are you currently reading and looking forward to?
So I'm currently reading Arcana Academy by Elise Kova, and I love all her books. She's a pretty good writer. This one finally seemed a little bit more spicy and like up my alley. It's set in an academy that's focused around like tarot card magic. And I love that because I love Zodiac Academy. So it was nice to have a little like tarot book in here. And there was also one I'm blanking on the author. And she did a tarot story back like in the early 2010s, and it was so good. So it was just nice to have that like feeling again of just a different type of magic system, even if it is a known magic system. And I only have like 100 pages left. And actually, if I didn't work today, I totally would have made you guys wait till I finished it so that I could have said finished book today. And I was going through my calendar and there's like nothing coming out this August that I'm like super excited for, but Primal of Blood and Ash, is that what it is? Primal of Blood and Bone, sorry, by Jennifer L. Armentrout comes out September 23rd and I'm super stoked for that. I will reread all three of the preview books, the ones that Anastasia is reading, and then I will also read, is it four? Or five, I don't know. I'll read all of them. So I need to somehow read eight books or something like that before September 23rd. And also read, is it Accomplice to the Villain? what about you, Anastasia? What are you reading or currently looking forward to?
Well, obviously I'm reading A Light in the Flame. So that's what I think I'm like halfway through, I think. But then I'll be going right into Accomplice to the Villain because I have it. I haven't read it yet because, again, I'm waiting until you discuss things today so I don't get anything all mixed up because, honestly, the first two books blend together already for me
yes.
a little bit.
Yes, yes.
So,
yeah.
So I'm like, let's not throw in the third one just yet. But I am looking forward to next month, A Land So Wide by Erin A. Craig. I really like her books. They're very, like, gothic and fairy, like dark fairy tale vibes or whatever, and both of the books I've read by her so far I really liked, so I'm looking forward to her next book that's coming out at the beginning of September 2nd, I believe. It's supposed to be a romantic-y dark fairy tale set in the Canadian wilderness.
Ooh.
I'm just gonna give it a try. I didn't even really read it other than I saw her name on it, so I was like, let's just give it a try. I've liked everything I've read so far from her. So,
what other books did she write?
She wrote Small Favors. The cover is like these flowers and bees and stuff, so it looks really like light and cheery, and then it ends up being not quite so cheery after all. And then what was the one I read more recently? I think I read it at the end of last year. Let's see. It was House of Salt and Sorrow.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay. Yes. That's where I know her name from. I was like, what do I know her name from?
Yeah, I have like three books by her on my list, on my to-read list that I'm like trying to get my hands on and eventually read. But those two, were both 5-star reads for me. And had a great time with them. I don't know. She just has a way of writing her dark gothic fantasies or whatever that works for me. How about you, Jess?
Well, obviously, Accomplice the Villain. Like, we've all been talking about it in the text. Like, it's sitting here, it's waiting for me, but I can't pick it up yet.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it will just all blur together. I did today just get tickets to see Susan Dennard as she comes in on tour for her newest book, mm-hmm. The Executioner's Three. I think it's next week. I don't know a lot about it, the book. She kind of talks about it kind of like, it sounds like, I don't know that there's a dog in it. I don't think there's a dog in it, but like Scooby-Doo gang solving the mysteries. And there's, so apparently she like wrote some story, was it on Twitter? And people got to like choose what happened next. She
yes, I remember that.
I think this is like a continuation of that story. Or, so I'm a little confused. Do I need to go back and read? I was reading it for a little bit while she was doing it, but I don't really remember and I didn't stick with it. But maybe there's a summary somewhere I can read. Or maybe it just, she just made that story into this. I'm not sure. But I saw she was coming to the library and I decided I wanted to go. So I'm gonna go. The other one I've got on hold, I haven't gotten it yet, but it's coming soon. The Irresistible Urge to Fall for Your Enemy. You guys,
my friend like just finished that.
Yeah, so it's kind of big on online right now. So I thought I'd give it a shot.
My friend just went on a trip this past week, and that was her vacation book. She was just telling me she just finished that.
Oh, that's the Draco Hermione one. Yeah,
okay. Now I know what we're talking about.
Yes, yes. So I downloaded. Some girl was like, download all of these original fanfics before they get published as books. So I've downloaded like three different ones so that I can read them and then read the book. But one day that will be a mission. I guess actually I'll see what you think of this before I do any of that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I found years and years and years ago, I found a copy of Queen of Glass, the original.
I also have that on my computer.
I couldn't get through it. Oh my God. It was so, first of all, it's like all of the books, all the Throne of Glass books in one story.
Yeah.
And it's so long. And some of it is just so cheesy. But yeah, I never did finish it. It was really long.
I think when we first met, we started reading it together at the same time.
Probably.
You might have been the one who sent it to me. It's still on my computer waiting. I also couldn't get through the whole thing.
I've been through like two computers since then. I'm still making that old one travel along. I'm on like my third. I still have the computer. I can turn it on and I can read that, but oh my God.
My 2012 computer is still kicking, even though it won't let me update my OS system, and it keeps telling me like eventually Google's not going to work anymore. And I'm like, I'm going to use you until Google doesn't work.
That one was that tablet computer where you could detach the screen and use it like a tablet, and the button for to turn the screen on and off just like died, like it fell in. And
it fell into the screen.
It fell into the computer somewhere. It was very poorly constructed, apparently.
Okay. So, are we ready to deep dive into our...
Wait, should we mention our event?
Catherine doesn't want to talk about
it. Well, she doesn't want us mentioning it because she's not coming.
Catherine was going to slip right by it.
Like, I don't want to talk about it. Episode about how much fun you had without me, but I
guess
going to have fun without me too beforehand. Go ahead. Go talk about it.
I think we mentioned it a little bit last time, but we are going to go to Boston for Fourth Wing Night at the Red Sox game. We have VIP tickets, so we will be getting a Boston baseball edition of Fourth Wing. I don't know what this is, what it's going to look like. I have
we get
no
a jersey,
idea.
I thought, a Riorison jersey.
We get a flight jacket, honey.
Oh, okay. Flight jacket.
Catherine's getting all of those things too.
Aww.
Because we have an extra ticket. and we'll be getting her stuff, but she just can't make it because work is stupid.
Yeah. I'm a teacher, and it's like the first day of school.
Yeah. I didn't expect you to be able to get off. That'd be insane. Sorry, can't be there, kids.
Fourth wing, talk to your mother. She'll understand.
Totally understand. We are being big dorks, and we...
I'm so excited.
We ordered custom-made Quest Squad jerseys that we will be wearing to the baseball game and to other future book events. So... Catherine is not excited, but the rest of us are. Sorry.
I know, I'm very excited. I was just in Boston 2 days ago, and I'm already going back again in a couple weeks. It's scoping it out for us, you guys.
There you go.
Okay, now we can.
Sorry, Catherine.
We're done talking about Boston now.
Yeah. Yes. For now.
Boston.
For now.
All right. Well, okay, for our listeners, this is now your warning. We are about to dive into a spoiler-filled deep dive review of the first two books of To the Villain series. If you have not read the Assistant and the...
Apprentice.
Apprentice. I knew it started with an A.
The titles are so similar.
Yeah. Blog at bookcaveblog.wordpress.com for a spoiler-free review. So, bye-bye. If you have not read,
gotta go.
Time to do.
You don't gotta go home, but you gotta leave
here. Why do you want spoilers? I don't condone that behavior, but you know, we can't control what you do. Make good choices.
So it sounds like we're all on the same page that we're going to kind of talk about the two together, that they've kind of blended for all of us, or do we feel comfortable doing that? Or are some of us feeling very much like want to talk about book one, then we want to talk about book two?
No, it's all mush.
All mush.
Do we want to start with just like overall, like, how have you been feeling about this series? Like,
I want to start with covers because they're freaking adorable.
They are so cute. They are so cute.
I have the first one because Jennifer got it signed for us. Or for me. Who did you get it for? I don't even know who got one.
I only did three, but I did. Did I send you a book plate, Catherine? No. Yes.
Oh, it's okay.
Shut up, Jess.
Sorry.
We would only do three, and then I was like,
well, we all got different books, so I wasn't ready yet. You got which ones.
Okay. It's, we know who's the bottom wheel in this group. It's fine.
Wait, yeah. I got you Rebel Witch.
I didn't get Rebel Witch. Oh. No. See, I knew we got different books, and I figured I didn't know. Yeah. I know I got one and Anastasia got it because we'd read
it. Just to let you know, Catherine, I did debate whether or not I was going to give it to Jess because I was like, well, did Jess even like it? She doesn't mean if she didn't like it.
Anyway, so I have the one. And so I went ahead and bought the other two so they would all go together. And
to do too.
My middle book didn't come with the sprayed edges, so now I'm annoyed and that doesn't work. But I'm also kind of annoyed because I don't like the sprayed edges. The colors don't, they just feel weird. I feel like they don't fit.
It's really cute, that like teal color. Or
yeah. But the other one's like, is it purple and red?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Just like the book.
Yeah, so okay, go. But no, I love the covers and I love reading all the little notes and signs and book titles and all the stuff on the cover. Like you could just spend some time just sitting there reading. And
yeah, there's like little Easter eggs in it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have not spent time looking at that. I should have done that.
It's so fun.
Okay. What were your guys' thoughts on the stories?
I like it a lot.
Oh, do you? Jennifer likes everything.
And I've been following Hannah Nicole Mayer on Instagram for like years, for however long.
That is so fun because she kind of acts out her characters a lot. She kind of pretends to be Evie.
Yeah, and I'll watch all her videos, like, for the, as long as we've been doing this podcast, I've probably mentioned it a few times. I'm like, you guys should watch her videos, but I had not read the book, so I'm glad we did it. It was on my list, but you know, guys, I'm very, like, smutty, romantic-y reader, so it's hard for me to, like, deviate from the plot line there, but I did it, and I loved it.
I think when I read it, I talked about it on here. I was a little confused going in. I don't know. I was thinking something more like sci-fi. Like when it said the villain, I was thinking more evil mad scientist villain. So then when we came up and it started and it's like fairy tale realm, and I'm like, oh, what's happening? This is, it took me a second. I had to readjust my brain because that was not what I was expecting at all. And then I was like, oh, okay, this is fun. But I went into it thinking the total opposite.
Yeah, I feel like it's a good tone of like not taking itself too seriously, kind of being tongue in cheek while also still having like a really good mystery that's really carrying the plot through. Like it's not so silly to the point of like, I can't take what they're doing seriously, or it feels like what they're doing isn't important. But I love the humor in it and just like the camaraderie among like the different people working for the villain. It's just so entertaining.
Kind of like Princess Bride humor. Like,
yeah.
But not overtly, like, you can't take it. Like, it's a nice, enjoyable ride.
That's a good comparison, Jennifer. Yeah, that's really.
Came to me right now. Popped in my brain.
What'd you guys think about the writing?
I only listened to both books. And sometimes when that happens, I can overlook the writing, and maybe that's why you liked that Sparrow book more than me, since I physically read it.
I'm not letting that go.
But it was good. I enjoyed the audio, at least.
I enjoyed the audio. I think I listened to the first one, and then maybe read along with the second one. They were kind of hard to get from the library. They, you know, had a nice long wait list. But I like the parts where she kind of like talks to herself. That was my favorite part. Where she's like, Evie, don't do that, Evie. That was so funny. Stop thinking about your boss shirtless, Evie.
I too talk to myself in third person like that, so I don't mind it. Jennifer, stop it.
I really loved, I listened and read it. I kind of got both the book and the audio from Libby. That's why I read these like back in like May and June, because like Libby, that's when they were both available. I was like, I'm doing it now. This is my moment. Everyone's maybe checking them out again as it gets closer to the third book. So I really enjoyed it. And same thing, like I loved how it switched back and forth in between like kind of her talking to herself and then just the different tones in it too. I feel like the author did a great job of like making it funny when it needs to be funny and making it dramatic when it makes sense to be dramatic, especially with a couple good plot twists that were going on in there too. I also liked the writing, but no surprise, I gave both of them 5 stars.
I gave both 5 stars too.
You guys already know I gave them both 5 stars. So
yeah, Anastasia started this whole thing. She was like, guys, I'm reading this book.
It's really a unique book. I'm glad you recommended it to us. Just the tone of it. What do you guys think about the characters? I know we've kind of touched a little bit on it, but.
I love Evie. I love the villain. I love Kingsley. I even love, is her name Rebecca? I'm on
Becky.
Becky. Yeah, I'm down. You're cool too in the end.
It's not the end yet. You don't know.
Oh, that's true.
Wait a minute. You didn't read the third one yet.
I would have read
four books.
Four?
Yeah, I think there's a fourth one.
So exciting.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Evie makes this book. I mean, the villain's fun and he has his moments, but we kind of keep a little bit of mystery with him. Just a little bit more than more, way more than Evie. We know every thought that goes through her head. But yeah, I think she makes it. She's just funny and has a quirky look to life. I think somebody saw me with the book and asked about it or whatever. And I was like, yeah, you know, she has to take this job. She doesn't really want to work for the villain, but she needs a job. So she takes the job. And, you know, it's just funny lines like, sir, can we not murder everyone today? Today, so can we not murder anybody? That would be great.
Put that dead body on my desk.
I also can totally, I think about Anastasia a lot with this book, with like your whole thing about like what happened to yearning, because I feel like this guy is like the ultimate like yearner, like this,
yep.
Like a good like slow burn. So this
slow,
is totally Anastasia.
I was like too slow.
Jennifer,
no, I'm savoring.
At least they kissed at one point. I was like, thank God, I didn't think that happened in any of these books.
And
yeah, this is perfect. The slow burn is fantastic.
It is so good.
Sometimes it can get a little annoying if you don't keep the progression even, and you get like too far and then you pull back and you get too and you pull back, it like starts to get annoying. It's like, oh, what's gonna do it, you know, what's gonna make them come apart this time? But this isn't doing that. This is very smooth. And there is some, like you said, they kissed and then it kind of came back again, but it hasn't been like a yo-yo.
Yeah,
I'm excited where it's gonna go in this next book too. The author's kind of hinted that she's been most giddy for their relationship in this third book, so I'm excited to find out what that means. And is Kingsley the name of the lizard with the signs?
A frog.
No, so he reminds. I think lizard because I think he reminds me a lot of the character Pascal in the Tangled movie. Because he's also nonverbal but very sarcastic at the same time. So I think that's why I think lizard sometimes, because he reminds me of that character.
I could see that. But Kingsley gets the right signs and Pascal's just all facial.
Yeah.
I am fully ready for Kingsley's full backstory.
Yes, me too.
Same.
By the way, that's my friend who's a prince. I'm like, what?
Like, ready to learn more about that.
Right?
Yeah, and he's very on to the yearning, too. So he's a really good character, kind of like poke that bear a bit with it.
Like, he'll be like, there's trouble. Like, trouble holds up a sign.
And then remind me, what's the name of the, like, quote-unquote, like, dragon trainer?
Oh.
Or creature trainer? Employee?
I know who you mean, but I can't remember his name either.
I know.
This is what happens when I read too far ahead. I can't remember everyone's name.
I know, I'm a little worried because I want to pick up the next book, like, right now. And I know it's going to be a while before we record.
That's why I don't want to read it just yet, because I want it to stay fresh in my mind. But also, I don't want to forget, I just finished the last two books, like, July 27th. So
I'll be reading it this week, and I'm going to have to. I got it from the library.
So, him and, I'm terrible again, the other name, the one who was, like, Evie's arch enemy in book one in The Office.
Becky.
Him and Becky, I love their kind of, they're like butting heads, but they also kind of have a sweet spot for each other too. So I'm excited to see kind of how their relationship evolves in the next two books.
I think it's Blade.
Blade.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Right. I know right now I was looking, I'm like, Edwin is the ogre.
Yeah, so I like him a lot too. He's kind of like a little bit of a rascal, but I love him. Yeah, I am excited to see what they do with his character moving forward.
You made me look up this guy's name, and now I'm on all the fan art. For...
Is it like fan art of him and Becky smooching?
No. It's just the characters, because I didn't know who to look up. And there's a lot of fan art for Evie and Tristan, the villain. And it's adorable, and he's kind of hot. I don't know. I didn't picture him super hot until just now.
You haven't? Oh my gosh.
It's more cartoony, cutesy in my mind.
It's cute, but he's hot at the same time in my mind.
Yeah, he's hot in my mind too. Or else, why are we into this guy?
Honestly, he sounds like he's a pretty good employer. I'd like to work for him.
Yeah.
Even with the dead bodies, Anastasia?
Yeah, he seems to pay well, so I'm down for it.
And he seems caring. He seems like a nice boss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good enough
only
for
me. To the bad people.
What are you thinking on the feels for these first two books?
I think I ranked it very high for the feels, because you kind of have everything. Like we said, we've got the very strong yearning. We've got all the laughs and great lines and quirky moments. But then you have, like, I just keep thinking about when the bomb blew up and he freaked out. Oh. And I'm like, oh, so you had some tense moments too.
Yeah,
I feel like we kind of checked all the boxes for the feels.
And yet, like, the biggest feeling, at least for me, when I walk away is, like, light and funny. Even despite, like, those really tense moments.
Yeah.
Good cozy read.
Yeah.
Without being boring.
Yeah.
Like, it's not so fluffy that it's...
Yeah, I've struggled with a few other books that were labeled, like, cozy romance or cozy fantasies or whatever. And I'd read them and I'd be like, maybe 3.5 stars, because there's good ideas here, but it's just not working.
It's just not really going anywhere. Yeah.
Whereas this one is the opposite. This one, I was like, okay, this is cozy, but still, like, gives me something to work with.
Well, and it's funny, so it's it's a cozy, happy read with, like, funny things happening throughout.
Yeah.
Also kind of sad. Her life is a little sad. Or her family life. But you never feel like crying sad, but it's just like, I feel bad for you.
Yet she remains bubbly, which is really interesting. Makes her a very interesting character. It's all like a coping mechanism for sure. But... what'd you guys think of the world? Jess, you already kind of started where it wasn't exactly the world you thought it was going to be.
It was not, but that was way better. I think if it had been more of like the sci-fi edge, I wouldn't have been interested. I think that's what kept me. Anastasia was saying it was so good, but just that idea, I don't even know where I got it from, kept me from wanting to read it. I'm like, I don't think I want to read this. It's like... mad scientist, sci-fi villain guy. I don't know where they came from, but that's what I thought.
Were you thinking like Kim Possible, like
maybe villain? Like, as I'm like thinking about it, I'm like, I almost said like Kim Possible, like mad scientist villainy guy, or even I kind of feel like The Incredibles a little bit was. I felt like it was gonna have that flavor. I don't know why. No, there was no mention of superheroes, but. That whole like sci-fi villainy.
Yeah, the world building, there's not really any world building. Yeah. I think the first book I had actually given 4 stars and the second one 4.5. I think mostly because the world building is not exactly deep or anything, you know, it's just generic fantasy world. The second one I think went into a little bit more of like what's going on with it. So I think that's where it lost a little bit of points for me. but like not enough for me to knock it down to a full like three or whatever. So like, you know, like who cares so much about the world building when it's fun? But you know, in this, you know, rating stuff for our reviews, that it does knock it down a little bit when you average out the stars. But
I think important. I think she used it really well though. Like she was just like, hey, this is generic fairy tale world. Let's move on.
Yeah.
And but we did get like an original creature, didn't we?
That grim
yeah thing. That wasn't real. Is that real?
I don't know.
They're not real, but you know what I mean.
It is real. Dragons are real too. Okay,
dragons are real. Everything's real. Not sure, but it's all real.
Yeah, I remember thinking that the second book seemed to have a little bit more
original
of the original world building in there. And it's less like this is just a fantasy world and move on from it. But yeah. The second one was my favorite of the two when I read them.
I think it does a fun job of melding like stereotypical like fairy tale world. Like if you think of like just like the world where Shrek lives in, where it's just kind of like
that's what I was thinking too.
Because then it also mirrors like a very contemporary like work environment where there is like the boss and the assistant and this person
and HR and this and that
room and like the typical like 9-to-5 issues you would have. So I think it does, it kind of does like a nice mesh of contemporary and like what you think of like a very Renaissance-y like fairy tale world.
But you're right about the Shrek vibe, because it's just kind of it's not like a fairy tale world where people are like, oh my god, that was a magic and that was a fairy over there and I can't believe it and they're so rare and I didn't think they were real. No, everybody just knows and they all accept it. It's like, this is just how life is. There's a villain over there, we just don't talk to him, and there's
an ogre and a dragon.
There's ogres and dragons. It's all fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Like, it's just a day in the life.
Yeah.
And then what's kind of our overall stars and recommendation for at least these first two books in the series?
5 stars all around. Recommend. Same. Also, I really, really recommend you watching her Instagram story. And even going back and watching some of them. I remember I watched them and I was like, Anastasia, you have to go watch. She did like an Office parody with a bunch of her friends. It is so funny. And now I have to go back and watch it now that I've read the book, because it would all make way more sense to me. But it was still funny even without reading the book. So
it is weird, though, because having read the books first and then watching it, like, her voice doesn't match the voice of Evie in my head now. So
in my head, Evie sounds like Hannah Nicole Mayer. Same. Like, it's exactly what I hear when I'm like thinking of it.
But same. Yeah, I had never seen her videos before reading. I just picked up the book and I was like, yeah, this sounds fun. And then you know, saw the videos afterwards and I was like, she doesn't sound like that in my head. But yeah, I gave the first book 4 stars and the second book 4.5. But that's just like for the technical things. For the vibe, the vibe is 5 stars. But if we're talking about like writing and the like world details and stuff, then it gets knocked down a little bit. But
yeah, the way five we break for the vibes.
5 for the vibes.
I like that. I'm going to use that one next time. 5 for the vibes. And that's in part of our song, something about the vibes. I can hear the rap.
Yes. Yes. Mine still show up in a couple of verses.
I think I gave both books 4 stars.
Nice. From Jess, that's a winning recommendation.
High glowing recommendation.
I've been recommending this book to a couple people who have been like, I'm like kind of stressed out, or I'm just kind of going through a hard time. I've just been in a funk. I was like, you should read these books. This would be good for you. You like reading, and this will make you feel like you'll laugh out loud reading this alone to yourself. I think you'll enjoy this. You enjoy fantasy, but you're not really craving to go into like a dark place right now. Mm-hmm. Like these are the books for you. Oh yeah. And I think I've already said, yeah, I gave it 5 stars. So that is our review of at least the first two books And it sounds like pretty much as soon as we hit end call, off, yeah. This, like Anastasia's opening book three. I think it's Three Shattered Souls. That's the book I'm going to as well. I've been very excited to find out what happens next in book three. And it is the book that will be our deep dive in our September episode, our next episode. So we hope you will read it as well before we deep dive in just a few more weeks.
Well, you know, Jennifer and Anastasia and I will be busy the first week so we won't be available to record, particularly that Wednesday night. We kind of have something going on.
What do we have going on again, Jess?
Oh, well, I got us baseball tickets. Remember the baseball tickets?
Yeah, right.
Something about forcing. Just be
crying at home with my book, my accomplice to the villain book, ignoring our group text.
What? We'll all be together. We won't need to text. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. We'll send you lots of pictures.
No, I don't want to see how much fun you're having without me. Keep it to yourself. I don't want to hear it on Jackbox night. I don't want to see your cool badges on your uniforms. Just enjoy.
You don't want to see the book that you're going to get?
I do.
Okay. And the flight jacket you're going to get?
I want to see that.
My future fourth copy of Fourth Wings.
Oh my gosh.
It makes sense. It's in the name. You need four
that's
copies.
That's true.
Of
fourth Wings. I heard that copy that's coming out with the dragons on the edge. The like what wing and claw editions. Yeah, I ordered those.
I feel like I have to order them too. I have an issue. I have
my
like
other books don't match, books. So now they're gonna all match. Except for the other like two of each copy.
No, I'm not doing it, but I have the first one with the dragons, but you know, the original Iron Flame is just black pages,
so I had to get
now it will be the only one without dragons. So do I order just the new Iron Flame? But they're not still not gonna match because they're doing like that whole like color fade thing.
Nope, I think you just gotta order them all.
I'm not. I refuse.
I committed. I've already got them. They're on their way eventually.
There'll be some like super deluxe edition and then an anniversary edition and then that'll be a whole thing.
Just I'm getting like, an November is coming up too. I know what I'm getting just now. No Baskin Robbins cake for you this year.
Well, it's tradition now. So many years in a row it's tradition. Yeah.
Next episode, they'll be talking all about how much fun they had without me in great detail of this really cool Fourth Wing event.
So you'll be talking about how much you love your book and your jacket. Your jersey.
I know. I'm excited, but it's missing out on being in person with you guys.
Was it FaceTime you while we're there?
Yeah.
You can like put your jersey on and make some popcorn and a hot dog. And aww. Sit there and watch the game on TV and FaceTime us. It'll be like you're there.
Exactly. I really will. Guys, I really will. I will do that.
We'll just pass you around. And, well, Jennifer, we can't pass you to Jennifer because she'll have a beer in each hand.
I will have a beer in
each hand. I've been to a game with Jennifer. She will have two beers in her hand and one in her purse.
I won't really be paying attention to the game part. So
okay, so
I'll
you can hold Catherine.
I usually just go for the snacks and watch whatever extras things.
Guys, now I'm excited. Okay. Well, may the odds be ever in your favor.
Thank you. You are amazing.
No mourners.
No funerals.
Bye.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, welcome to the cave, where the pages ignite. Join the crew, we're diving deep into the night. It's Jessica, Jennifer, Catherine, Anastasia. In the book cave, we illiterate your fantasia. Turn up the volume, let's talk, yeah. Stories and fantasies that'll sweep you away. From the spicy romances to the darker sides. Every chapter unfolding, no reason to hide. In the book cave, we're sipping some tea. Plot twists and tropes, come and vibe with me. Cover to cover, we're breaking it down. With laughter and insights, we wear the crown. In the book cave, we read between the lines. Yeah, novels where the narrative shines. Spicy tales that make you blush. Join us for the magic in this literary rush. In the book cave, we read between the lines. Yeah, novels where the narrative shines. Spicy tales that make you blush. Join us for the magic in this literary rush. From fantasy realms to the tempering scene, love triangles, heartbreaks, you know what I mean. We're chatting about worlds where the wildest play. Underneath the surface, let's unravel today. Jessica brings the heat with a fiery taste. Jennifer with a smile, keeps it real, no fakes. Catherine's laughs will light up the air. Anastasia's insights, we can't help but stare. Every week's an adventure, a storyline ride in the book cave. Our passion's too wide, so grab your mugs. Let's toast to the plot in the sanctuary of stories. We give it all we got. In the book cave, we read between the lines. Yeah, novels where the narrative shines. Spicy tales that make you blush. Join us for the magic in this literary rush. In the book cave, we read between the lines. Yeah, novels where the narrative shines. Spicy tales that make you blush. Join us for the magic in this literary rush. Whispers of romance, tension in the air. Characters we love, always laid bare. From the dark to the light, we explore it all. In the book cave, you're invited to call. Let's break down the stories, the tears and the fun. With a sprinkle of spice, oh yeah, we just begun. Follow the journey, keep those headphones tight. The book cave podcast every day and night. With sizzling tales that get your heart racing. We're all about the read in this wild embracing. Find your favorite trope, let the adventures begin. In our cozy corner, you're sure to fit in. With laughter and love, we're lifting the veil. In the book cave, original stories prevail. So hit that subscribe, let's ride through the pages. Join our discussions where the thrill never ages. Jessica, Jennifer, Catherine, and Anastasia's calling. The book cave, come lose yourself in it all.